From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young, along with Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And before heading off to Hawaii for the holidays, President Obama wrapped up 2014 with a news conference today, right at the start signaling his opinion of Sony's decision to pull the film The Interview after that cyber attack by North Korea. The president said he thought pulling the film was a mistake. The company should have talked to him. Here's more.
I think it says something interesting about North Korea that they decided to have the state mount an all-out assault on a movie studio because of a satirical movie starring Seth Rogen and James Flacco. I love Seth, and I love James. But the notion that that was a threat to them, I think, gives you some sense of the kind of regime we're talking about here.
By the way, the actor's name is James Franco, but it doesn't matter. The president went on to answer questions about Cuba and Congress. NPR's White House correspondent Scott Horsley is here. And Scott, we want to know another thing. I know you listened to the entire press conference. It was an all-female press conference. No questions to the male reporters. I don't know what that was about. But start with the president's comment about Sony, saying that to pull the film was a mistake.
Yeah, the president did not pull any punches here. Just yesterday, his spokesman was asked about whether the studios and the movie theaters had been wrong to cancel the screenings of this movie, The Interview. And Josh Earnest sort of didn't take that. He said, look, we're going to leave that up to private companies. It's not the federal government's job to meddle in that kind of decision. But the president was much more decisive and said, I wish they'd talked to me. It was a mistake. He pointed to the Boston Marathon as the right way to respond to a terror attack or even a threat of a terror attack. And that is to say, to go ahead and have the marathon again and to stand up in the face of this kind of threat. The federal government never really thought the threat of violence at these screenings was a credible threat. And so it really, I think, it was the capitulation by the movie studio and the theaters that really made this a much bigger problem for the United States than it might otherwise have been.
Yeah, and what did he say, though, that he would do? Because he was asked directly, would he take a military response or his own cyber attack off the table? And he declined to comment.
Yeah, he was not specific about either of those. I think it's very unlikely that we resort to military action. North Korea has done much worse than this, and we didn't respond militarily. So it's kind of hard to imagine us doing that in response to a bunch of hacked celebrity emails. Unfortunately, even though North Korea has some offensive cyber capability, they don't really have a whole lot of IT infrastructure for us to go after with a cyber counterattack. I guess maybe you could try to knock the wheels off the North Korean leader's train or something like that. But we're talking about a country that doesn't have a lot of that sophisticated IT that you could go after. But the president said the response would be proportional and appropriate to what the North Koreans are thought responsible for.
Yeah. Well, let's move to Cuba. The president once again defending this week's announcement that the two countries, Cuba and the U.S., would normalize relations. He told an interesting story. He said Fidel Castro's name only came up once. He has not been heard from, the ailing former leader. His brother Raul, of course, now leads the country. And he said Fidel's name only came up once in the negotiations to open up relations with Cuba. And it was in a phone conversation this week with Fidel's brother, President Raul Castro, during which President Obama apologized for talking for 15 minutes straight.
He said, oh, don't worry about it, Mr. President. You're still a young man, and you have still the chance to break Fidel's record. He once spoke 7 hours straight. And then President Castro proceeded to deliver his own preliminary remarks that lasted at least twice as long as mine. And then I was able to say, obviously, it runs in the family.
Well, Scott Horsley, it's a funny story, but it also tells us that these two leaders were speaking.
That's right. That was a historic phone call, the first conversation between the presidents of Cuba and the United States since the revolution. Mm-hmm. They had secret conversations of their lieutenants for about a year and a half to set the stage for that.
Yeah. What else jumped out at you? The president was asked about working with the Republican Congress, for instance.
That's right. And he said that he does see areas where there's room for cooperation on tax reform and trade. Those are areas that the Republicans themselves have highlighted. And the president also talked about building more roads and bridges, something he has long wanted to do and something which he says traditionally is not a Republican or Democratic initiative. We are going to see another sort of deadline for the Highway Trust Fund coming up this spring when it is likely to run short of cash again. So that is something that the Congress is going to have to deal with. But he also rejected the argument that somehow by taking actions on his own, for example, in immigration or this historic opening to Cuba, that he is somehow poisoning the well and making it harder for that kind of cooperation. He says there's just not much evidence that that's the case.
Yeah. Let's listen. The president was asked about the state of Black America. Let's listen to a part of his response.
One of the great things about this job is you get to know the American people. I mean, you meet folks from every walk of life and every region of the country and every race and every faith. And what I don't think is always captured in our political debates is the vast majority of people are just trying to do the right thing. And people are basically good and have good intentions. Sometimes our institutions and our systems don't work as well as they should.
Scott Horsley, again, the president saying, too, that there are bad elements in police departments, but no one likes to see a person die in a chokehold.
That's right. And he said, in fact, that the conversation that we're all having as a result of the events in Ferguson or the death of Eric Garner is, as painful as it might be, is a positive thing because it's tough to tackle these problems if you're not talking about them.
Yeah. And you also talked about a drop in both crime and the number of people in prison simultaneously for the first time under his watch. Much more from the president today. And we'll be parsing it over the next several days, I'm sure. Scott Horsley, NPR White House correspondent, thanks for riding along with us.
Great to be with you, Robin.